Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. So for Article 7, we have a couple of suggestions with the different wording. I provided the secretariat with it. And if you would allow me, I can just read it so everyone can follow. So 7.1 shall read, states parties shall provide their courts and state-based non-judicial mechanisms with the necessary competence in accordance with this, between brackets, legally binding instrument to enable victims access to adequate, timely, and effective remedy and access to justice, and to overcome the specific obstacles which women, people, and groups in marginalized situations face in accessing such mechanisms and remedies. So this is for 7.1. 7.2 shall read, states parties shall ensure that their domestic laws facilitate access to information, including through international cooperation, as set out in this, between brackets, legally binding instrument, and enable courts to allow proceedings in appropriate cases. 7.3 shall read, like the chapeau, states parties shall provide adequate and effective legal assistance to victims throughout the legal process according to national legislations. And then we have four sub-paragraphs. A, making information available and accessible to victims of their rights and the status of their claims in relevant languages and accessible formats to adults and children alike, including persons with disabilities. B, guaranteeing the rights of victims to be heard in all stages of proceedings in a gender, age, disability dash sensitive manner. C, avoiding unnecessary costs or delays for bringing a claim and during the disposition of cases and the execution of orders or decrees granting awards. And finally, D, removing legal obstacles in appropriate cases of human rights abuses and violations resulting from business activities of a transnational character, including the doctrine of forum nonconvenience, unless an adequate alternative forum exists that will likely provide a timely, fair, and impartial remedy, full stop. Thank you, Mr. Chair.